My dear friends, the subject upon which I shall speak is entitled, Do Married Men Make the Best Husband? I feel that I am in a position to converse intelligently on this particular subject because I happen to be a married man myself. I'm not bragging about it, understand, nor do I want to say anything against marriage, not being a profane man as a rule. And furthermore, I'm really very, very happy. Why, I'm married 4 years, and I'm so happy it doesn't seem like more than 12. And I'll tell you why. It's because we get along so beautifully, my wife and I. Why, only 2 nights ago, we were sitting in the parlor, and I held her hands for 3 hours. If I'd have let go, she'd have killed me. Funny thing how I came to meet my wife. One of those seaside affairs, I was introduced to her by a chap to whom I owed $5. Now he'll never get it. Of course, he knew at the time I would never pay him back while I was conscious, so in order to have his revenge, he introduced me to this female dreadnought. We got to be very friendly. Every day we went in bathing together, and that's what sort of started this little romance. One day, she got out a little bit too far. Of course, I don't want to pose as a hero, but if I hadn't been there at the critical moment to jump in after her, she would have perished miserably. Funny thing, too, my father saved my mother from drowning, and I think I know now why he never wanted me to take swimming lessons. It wasn't that I didn't love the girl, understand? I did. I loved the very ground she had coming to her. I loved every bone in her head. And I'll tell you why. She came of a very aristocratic family. One of her uncles was a retired bank president. A judge retired him for 9 years. And another thing, she was a very beautiful woman. She had the prettiest teeth I ever saw. They were really magnificent, both of them. She had 3, to tell you the truth, but one was back so far you couldn't see it, so I'm not counting that. Well, anyway, having saved this woman's life, I decided that I would propose to her and get married. Being out of work at the time, and besides, they do those things in books. So I picked out a nice evening for the terrible deed, and when I rang the bell, she met me at the door. I had a little bouquet of flowers in my hand, some lilies of the alley. I had those just to pave the way. Well, I handed her this bouquet, and with my voice just choking with emotion and love and buttermilk, I said to her, Kitten. I called her Kitten till we were married 9 days, and then she got her eyes open. Kitten, I said, will you marry me? She said, yes, I don't care what becomes of me. So the next day, I called on her father to get his consent to the union, because the marriage of a daughter is always a big event to a father. Sometimes it gets him a home. He was a very nice old gentleman. We had been boozing friends. I liked him because he was a well-educated man and a very fine musician. Undoubtedly the greatest soup whistler I ever heard. You ought to hear him whistle a tomato obbligato. Well, the morning I called on him, he was a bit out of sorts, because when I said to him, very politely, I said, Mr. Dingbat, I wish to marry your daughter, and I came to you to get your consent to the marriage. He looked at me for a moment and said, you want to marry my daughter, eh? Well, what will you do if I refuse my consent to this marriage? Whereupon I spoke up with all the bravery of youth. I said, if you refuse your consent, there is only one thing I can and will do. I will simply take your daughter away from you, and you will never, never see her again. So he refused. I took her right over to the minister's house. We were united in the holy bunk of matrimony, and the minister was a lovely old gentleman. I didn't want to offend him by offering him a few dollars for having married us. So I showed him how to fix his gas meter so it wouldn't register. And now, my dear friends, trusting this little discourse will serve as a proper warning to prospective Benedict, I bid you a very polite good night.